Michael's Optical. Our opticians in the Tascadero fit and adjust glasses with precision, comfort, and confidence. At Michael's Optical, they offer expert repairs, all with a personal touch. And because of their certification with the American Board of Opticianry, Michael's Optical's opticians have a distinct understanding of your eyeglass prescriptions. At Michael's Optical, we have an in-house finishing lab, which means faster processing time for your prescription. And don't forget, the summer savings on sunglasses at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero, where Michael and Kathy Nutt have been providing fashionable eyewear for 47 years.
Look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical. From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Spain won the World Cup final in overtime, 1-0 over Argentina in New Jersey Sunday afternoon on a goal in the 106th minute. Spain had outshot them 20-0 to that point. Spain a couple years ago also won the Euro final. So Spain is now undefeated in regulation in its last 38 straight games, a new record. By the way, the Women's World Cup is next summer in Brazil. Spain's women's team is ranked number one in the world. The U.S. is number two. Ryan Fox won the British Open by one stroke. He birdied the 18th hole to avoid a playoff. Golden State took the NBA Summer League title. In the WNBA, Dallas won it six straight, downing LA 90-82. NASCAR's win in North Carolina went to Joey Logano. Denny Hamlin finished second. The IndyCar race in Nashville was postponed to Monday by rain. The Dodgers and Yankees split a doubleheader, and the Red Sox won their 13th straight, beating Tampa Bay.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Savage Spirits and Deli has great parking for the fair right behind their business at 21st and Spring Street. Stop in and say hi to the ladies on your way to the fair and park your car in a safe parking environment. Support the youth ministries at Christian Life Center by buying your wristband from Savage Spirits and Deli. Only $35 pre-sale. Don't pay $55 at the fair. Get them before they're gone. Sold up to the first day of the fair at Savage Spirits and Deli, 21st and Spring Street in Paso Robles.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, just $29.95. Wrangler men's and women's western shirts, 15% off. 15% off Carhartt jackets. And at D&J, you'll find everything you need for camping under the stars, as well as snake-proof gaiters and UPF sun protection clothing. Plus, gift certificates and special orders are always welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, July 20th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
City of Paso Robles to acquire property needed for 24th Street Bridge improvement. Wildfire near San Luis Obispo, Monterey County line fully contained. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 72 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by the Autobot in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Paso Robles City Council's next meeting is tomorrow at 6 in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. Tomorrow's agenda contains no public hearings or discussion items with 19 consent items. Consent items are considered routine, not requiring separate discussion, but they may be removed and considered separately by request of any member of the council. On the consent calendar is an agreement to acquire the lands needed for construction of the 24th Street Bridge. The city has recognized the need to modernize the bridge, first built in 1959. The city secured a federal grant for preliminary engineering efforts in 2015. The city has agreed to purchase the necessary property for the bridge's construction from Black Oaks Incorporated for $385,000. The Federal Highway Administration has notified the city it will provide funding for the construction phase of the project, anticipated to take 2 to 3 years, with at least one lane of the bridge remaining open at all times. You can attend tomorrow's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. County of San Luis Obispo's cannabis tax business rate has been increased automatically to 8%. The increase started July 1st and was done automatically because the rate was not modified before the start of the fiscal year. The county's cannabis business tax is a measure that stipulates the 2% automatic increase up to a maximum of 10%, unless the Board of Supervisors votes to hold or reduce the rate. Wildfire near San Luis Obispo, Monterey County line fully contained. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. A wildfire broke out near the San Luis Obispo and Monterey County line early Sunday morning at about 1:29 a.m. The Williams Fire was burning northeast at a dangerous rate of spread, according to CAL FIRE. The fire grew to over 120 acres, and crews were reported to be making good progress on containment. 100 personnel were assigned to the blaze, including 4 water tenders, 11 engines, 4 helicopters, and 2 dozers. CAL FIRE released an update earlier this morning, reporting that the blaze is now at 100% containment, stopped at about 121 acres. The cause has not yet been identified. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has opened registration for an after-school program for its middle school students. In partnership with the Boys and Girls Club of Mid-Central Coast, the Lewis Flamson Club will provide students with a safe, welcoming, and engaging place to spend their afternoons while participating in academic support, enrichment activities, and opportunities to connect with their peers. The program will include time for homework, art and creative projects, leadership development, STEM and technology, as well as games and special events. The club will operate Monday through Friday after school until 6 p.m. Participation is free for PRJUSD families. Applications are first come, first served, and are available online. The first Trader Joe's in Paso Robles will open this Thursday, July 23rd, with a grand celebration. The store is located at 2457 Golden Hill Road in the Golden Hills Plaza, just off Highway 46. It is the fifth Trader Joe's location on the Central Coast. Trader Joe's said the store will participate in the Neighborhood Shares program, donating 100% of unsold products that remain fit for consumption to nonprofit, community-based organizations. The California Mid-State Fair continues today. At 1:30 p.m. will be the Weather Dam Doe Show, followed by the Breeding Sheep Show in the Paso Robles Pavilion. The fair opens at 4 p.m. today with happy hour till 5. The fair's shuttle service offers free rides to the fair on American Star buses. Pickup locations include the Albertsons parking lot at the city bus stop, City Hall at 10th and Spring, and Lowe's Hardware in the main parking lot. Fair growers are responsible for their own vehicles and must look out for restricted parking areas. Be sure to enjoy the Barnyard Pit Racers today at 6 p.m., the Tractor Parade, Pacific Animal Productions Show, and more. Tonight, in the Chumash Grandstand Arena, Megadeth with Exodus. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, doubleheader with the Yankees and Dodgers. Dodgers beat the Yankees 8-2, and the Yankees beat the Dodgers 2-1. The Mariners over the Giants 6-3. The Angels beat the Tigers 3-2. The Nationals over the Athletics 5-2. Padres beat the Royals 19-2. Tonight, the Angels will face the Cardinals. The Giants will go against the Royals. The Athletics will face the Diamondbacks. The Padres will go against the Braves. Dodgers will face the Phillies. The Yankees will go against the Pirates. In California news, a father and son have been arrested and will face federal kidnapping charges after holding two U.S. Forest Service employees at gunpoint in Northern California. The two workers were conducting routine field operations in the Shasta Trinity National Forest when they were taken Thursday, released Friday morning after being held for more than 12 hours. A motive in the kidnapping has not yet been identified. A 23-year-old airman from North Carolina died Thursday at the Vandenberg Space Force Base here on the Central Coast. Airman First Class Kedrick Anila, whose unit maintains critical infrastructure, died following a heavy equipment accident on Thursday. Analuna was operating the equipment when it rolled down an embankment. No other personnel were injured in the incident. California-based Taylor Farms, whose lettuce has been identified to be involved in the cyclosporiasis outbreak across the country, has recalled its iceberg lettuce sourced from Mexico from more than 27 different states. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hammerich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins announced the Strengthening Processing for U.S. Ranchers, or SPUR, program that will provide temporary support for eligible beef processing establishments. For decades, the beef processing industry has been heavily concentrated, and today just four companies control nearly 85% of the beef processing market. Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Richard Fordyce says this program will help ensure domestic processors can continue operating during a period of time when the U.S. cattle herd is at a 75-year low.
We took $500 million out of the Commodity Credit Corporation to support this effort. We're going to be working through the Chief Economist's office to be able to create a payment calculation. It'll be by the head that go through these facilities. These facilities, to be eligible, they need to be USDA inspected, or they also need to be a part of the Talmadge-Aiken Cooperative Inspection Program, which is essentially state inspectors that are basically licensed to do USDA inspections. So they've got to be USDA inspected or Talmadge-Aiken eligible, and we are going to administer this through the Farm Service Agency.
Maintaining this regional processing capacity is also a key part of the Make America Healthy Again movement by ensuring access to high-quality protein.
Livestock producers Western Video Market just wrapped up its Silver Legacy sale in Reno, Nevada, and what a sale it was. Tremendous buyer demand and record prices for both cattle and sheep. Their next big summer video sale is August 10th and 11th from Little America in Cheyenne, Wyoming. However, the consignment deadline is this Thursday, July 23rd. So let the professionals at Western Video Market go to work for you and bring top dollar for your livestock. Contact your local Western Video Market rep or visit wvmcattle.com.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional Auction happening August 5th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Los Angeles, Sacramento, and Tulare locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from agriculture equipment, earth-moving equipment, compact construction equipment, and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. That's rbauction.com/Los Angeles.
This is Tim Hammerich with the Ag Information Network.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. A coalition of the agriculture industry called for the repeal of the state's SB 54 law. The Plastic Pollution Prevention and Packaging Producer Responsibility Act aims to manage packaging and single-use plastic food service items. Producers must reduce plastic use by 25% by 2032. The law went into effect May 1st, 2026. Californians for Affordable Packaging argues that the regulation will raise costs for farmers, food producers, and businesses. Founder of the coalition, Adam Regley, said these fees are overly rigid. The coalition has called on lawmakers to instead produce a framework that protects food safety, preserves essential packaging, and reflects real-world recycling infrastructure. They also call in California to focus on improving collection systems and end markets. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-90s, west winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-60s, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the mid-90s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies Wednesday through the weekend and into Monday next week. Low 90s Wednesday, upper 90s on Thursday, 100 Friday and Saturday, upper 90s on Sunday, 98 a week from today. Currently, it is 74 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company, luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Jerry Willis, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks turned mixed after an upbeat open. There is a disappointing reading on the economy. The Conference Board's leading economic index for the U.S. declined by 0.2% in June after a slight increase in May. However, economists say the declines in the index are weaker than we were seeing at the end of last year. Renewed tensions in the Iran conflict have pushed crude oil prices higher. Brent crude briefly topped $90 a barrel, then moderated to $88. West Texas Intermediate is at $82. Domino's Pizza shares are up more than 3%. Analysts at Baird say investors had low expectations for the pizza giant. People have other options for food delivery, so when Domino's had a slight increase in sales, it was encouraging. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Summertime is savings time at the Mattress Specialist in Paso Robles. Here's Rich London.
I got things on sale because I'm constantly getting things in. I'm getting the deals for everybody. So I've got high-end beds with Chatham and Wells. I've got medium-high with Eastman House. I've got other lines that are lesser expensive, but all are good quality beds. Top quality to good quality.
The Mattress Specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Bahama Bay Tanning Company has you covered to be summer ready. Not only do they provide a tanning experience with packages to fit your needs and budget, they also offer tanning beds, spray tans, infrared pod, teeth whitening, clothing, swimwear, jewelry, and more. Locally owned and operated, Bahama Bay Tanning Company. Call 239-9800 or visit them at 1485 Creston Road in the Food for Less Shopping Center.
Right choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. Don't forget, Red Scooter Deli, they've got you covered, especially on Thursdays. They're now open 8 to 7, so you can plan dinner for Music in the Park. Use promo code KPRL for 15% off your order. You can order online, redscooterdeli.com, or call them 805-237-1794.
The California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles is proud to present Freedy Oak Revival. July 23rd, the California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles. With special guest William Clark Green. Get tickets now at midstatefair.com and ticketmaster.com. Freedy Oak Revival.
West Ends is the general.
Freedy Oak Revival.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Libsay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. As with today's story, many incidents that took place in the Old West had more than one version. As a matter of fact, there are so many versions that it will take a couple of days to explain them. The incident we're going to investigate is called the Rock Creek Shootout. There are two main characters involved. The first character, David McCandless. Born in North Carolina, David got married and started a family. Later, he went out west. Interestingly, when he left, he didn't take his family, but he did take his mistress, Sarah Scholl. McCandless came to Rock Creek, Nebraska, where he did well financially. Having some remorse about leaving his family behind, he sent for them. Wanting his cake and eating it too, Sarah Scholl moved to a nearby house. In early 1861, the Pony Express bought the house McCandless was living in for a relay station, so McCandless moved out. The other character in the incident is a James Butler Hickok, who at the time was going by Bill. Supposedly, while working for the Pony Express, Hickok tangled with a bear and had been injured. The company sent him to Rock Creek for light duty during his recuperation. McCandless and Hickok didn't get along from the beginning. McCandless was a gruff, overpowering man, and Hickok was some 10 years younger. It seems that McCandless immediately picked up on Hickok's rather large nose and started calling him Duck Bill. And it seems that with McCandless's family in Rock Creek, he wasn't able to spend much time with his paramour, Sarah Scholl. So, if for no other reason than to get back at McCandless, Hickok would visit Sarah. Now, all we need is a match, and this whole incident will explode. Tomorrow, the match will be lit.
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peak team at Peak Realty. Just Google Peak Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peak team at Peak Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South counties. Call 805-460-0650. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has opened registration for an after-school program for middle school students. In partnership with the Boys and Girls Club of Mid-Central Coast, the Lewis Flamson Club will run from after school till 6 p.m. Participation is free for PRJ USD families. Applications are first come, first served, and available online. A wildfire broke out near the San Luis Obispo and Monterey County line early Sunday morning at about 1:29 a.m. The William Fire was burning northeast at a dangerous rate of spread, according to CAL FIRE. But as of 4 this morning, the fire was reported to be at 100% containment, stopped at 121 acres. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 74 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South counties. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. The U.S. military reveals the names of two soldiers killed in Iran's attack in Jordan. First Lieutenant Tyler James Feehan was 25 years old from Iba Beach in Hawaii, and Private Isabella Gonzalez was 19 from Carrollton, Texas. The remains of another U.S. service member believed killed in that attack have also been found. Eddie Burnham is Great Britain's new leader.
Prime Minister Burnham says he wants to bring back hope. Burnham remains an unknown quantity even to Brits. 40% in a recent poll couldn't recognise the UK's new Prime Minister. He'll spend the summer unveiling a series of policies, likely moving the UK to the left.
Fox's Jonathan Savage in London. National Hurricane Center expects the depression in the Gulf of America to form later today into a tropical storm named Bertha, affecting the Gulf along Alabama and Florida. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Summer evenings call for something special, and Chela Restaurante and Bar at Allegretto Vineyard Resort delivers just that. Savor rustic Northern Italian cuisine crafted from regionally foraged ingredients paired with an extensive wine list and garden-inspired craft cocktails, all in the warm, inviting atmosphere Cello is known for. Whether it's dinner on the patio or drinks at the bar, Cello is the perfect Paso Robles summer night out. Visit CelloPasoRobles.com to reserve your table.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Sunny and warm, or hot. Highs in the mid-90s, clear tonight. Overnight lows in the low 60s, and we'll be in the mid-90s again on your Tuesday. Wednesday, it'll tease us just a little bit down to the low 90s and upper 90s. On Thursday, could hit 100 on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday of next week. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down. 6:03 a.m., 8:17 p.m. We are at 75 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, coming up this afternoon, I'll have Gene Miller. He's with a group of locals here on this, the World War II Bearcat project out there at War Memorial, and we'll talk about that and those honored Bearcats who died during service to this nation. All right. And then Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour. All righty, there we go. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. When you need one, a plumber, fast, 24-7, same day, they'll be there. 805-466-6188. On the backstretch, headed for home, call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join in on freedom of speech. By the way, for those of you, the Taylor Farms news you're hearing is not to be confused with Susanna and her husband's Taylor Ranch over there in Cambria. I'm sure she may explain that this afternoon. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. This is Linda George. How you doing?
I'm okay, Linda. All right, so what's going on and what location are we referring to about a potential for a homeless shelter across from a middle school?
That is directly, at first, I was told it was the building right next to Rite Aid, which actually I feel that project was more comforting than the one that I actually read when I received the grant information. The building that they're specifically talking about is a very large, half a city block building right next to Martinez, the taco, Hispanic restaurant. It is next to Rite Aid, but it's about two doors down, across the street from the middle school's parking lot. So it's just a hop, skip, and a jump down the street. And what I've been doing is I looked into the grant eligibility, and I'm looking, I finally received the grant from the city, what they presented. And it was a sham, because Ms. Pedigo peddled it as a eight-family, sober family apartment complex. But and there's two of us looking at this grant, and we can't make heads or tails of the numbers that they really want. But what it boils right down to, what they're saying in the grant to the state, is they want this building to serve up to potentially 75 riverbed, whether it's 26 rooms or eight family rooms. But what'll happen is that there's some really undeveloped property there. So the owner is selling this building to the city through this grant for $3.5 million. So then when it's purchased, according to this grant, Haslow will own it. Not us, not through our state tax dollars on this grant. Haslow will own it, and they will manage the property. Well, what I did this weekend is I went down from business to business, Dollar Tree, the church. I'm going to continue that. And 95% everybody says not on Spring Street. So they have a very large portion. I almost, again, the first building I thought it was when the staff confirmed, that seemed like a, you know, okay, eight families. Well, here's the crux of it, is that, and this blew my mind. In 2016, the legislature made a housing first law that requires that any state dollars used for housing has to follow the housing first state law, which means harm reduction. They cannot discriminate. It is a, let this set in here, because I know this is going to kind of annoy you as it did me. Any state dollars, there are no prerequisites to get housing. But we, on the other hand, have to go through credit checks and background checks to pay up to $3,000 to $4,000. Now, here's the other thing some people are finding out that they don't know, even people that are statewide activists like me. SenCal, which is Title 19 Medicaid, has been paying to not only room in this Housing First law, but also feed. So it's very frustrating for me because there's two sets of people. In the 2016, the way they made homelessness almost more elite than the regular or the middle class. So here's Michelle Pedigo, the executive director of Haslow, saying, we're going to put eight sober families in there. Well, you know what? You can't. Because if you do, then you're misappropriating funds, and you are breaking the law by saying only sober families can live here. So what the grant actually says now, that whoever's living in Home Key right now, by the way, are still on drugs, will move into this building when it's done, and then the people from the riverbed will move into Home Key. Now, this $14 million grant is for 75 people. They are saying, our new homeless services director is saying, by 2029, all 75 will be housed with this building. So it is really, and then the kitchen that Echo is asking for, Wendy, the kitchen in the meeting room, no such thing, no criteria for this in this grant. So what I did was I sent an opposition, which I'm not going to show the city because they didn't want to give me the grant information. I could have helped them. So what happened was HCD took my opposition and filed it as a complaint. So in this grant, you cannot get any state dollars until your complaints are resolved. So the thing that bothers me about this is that the city is saying, here, we'll go get money from the state, that's us, right? And we're going to give Haslow this building. Okay, so why are we buying a building for a quasi-government agency?
Okay, so a couple of things. The city gets it. They hand it over to Haslow. They are the, tenant, so to speak. Who is responsible? Who is responsible for everything, you know, roof, et cetera, on the property?
That is going to be Haslow, and in the grant, they're requesting staff. That was something they requested right away, was that this grant would also need staff. That's what Haslow does as a whole. I said this to them at the board meeting. The only thing I can gather is that you guys are property managers for the low income, because they get their money through HUD and the residents rent. That's how Haslow survives so far that I can see.
Okay, so does the city lose property tax on that?
That's a good question, because it's certainly not in the grant, and if they hand that property over, they more than likely will, because we wouldn't own it anymore. Haslow would.
Okay, the other question is, there are a lot of restrictions that California and cities implement on, you can't have a drugstore here, you can't sell alcohol, you can't do this, get within, you know, certain zones. So apparently it is brilliant thinking on the part of Haslow and the city of Paso Robles to put a homeless shelter right across from a middle school.
Correct. And that has been my bone of contention from day one. I asked Ms. Pedigo at her own board meeting. She's the executive director. And I think I mentioned this last time, is they were very dismissive of me, like I was just, you know, a fly on the wall. So, you know, I have a feeling that she's used to doing these types of things, jumping into city grants. you know, people kept saying, oh, that money goes to the county. No, it does not. It comes straight to us. So there's $93 million available, and we're asking for $14 million. That's a strike against the city first. They're not going to give one little city $14 million for 75 people, because the whole game with the state is the more homeless people you have, the more money you get into your nonprofits. So our new homeless services director is proposing to the state of California that she's going to solve homelessness by 2029. So then my question to her is, are you going to resign in 2029? So and the other thing that is very striking is that I could see why Medicaid is being fought, you know, so much fraud in it, because the state changed their system. They streamlined it. So when they fill out these grant requests, it's no longer 10 to 15 pages long. You get 1,000 characters per question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm sitting here thinking, I the state is never, you know, tech savvy. We still have dot matrix. So you get your FTB checks, it's still dot matrix. So for them to streamline a system but not give people or a city the ability to really explain. So they want the Moose apartments. Echo wants a navigation center that will end up turning into a kitchen, it sounds like, because there's no mention in this grant request for a kitchen from Echo. Now, I want to remind the community that Echo gets $444,000 from us a year, and Wendy is considered an independent contractor for the city. So she's really our employee. Plus, she collects so much money, $90,000, $5,000. So my question initially to Wendy, even at council, was when are you going to get off the teeth of the city because you make so much? Why aren't you self-sustained yet? So if they get any of this portion of the grant and they do anything they said they were going to do in the council meeting, the kitchen, the meeting room, right there, that's immediate misappropriation of funds, a.k.a. fraud. So, you know, and I've worked at these homeless type hotels, and this one's pretty big. I've been walking this neighborhood during my campaign, getting nominations, right? And it's big. It's a half a city block almost, because they want the property behind it by the railroad tracks.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been sounding the alarm like I did with the water protest. I will walk from door to door today some more, talking to residents. And again, everybody is saying, great project, wrong spot. Because I can promise you, when I worked in Oakland, I remember walking to the printer and seeing somebody push their girlfriend out the window, of a four-story, and she laid there dead for half our day, because the police had to investigate, yada, yada. So she can say, Ms. Pedigo can say, oh, no, everybody's going to be sober. No, you can't promise that, because that's not what you said in the grant. The grant is strictly for the 75. That's it. They've coined it down to 75. That's all we have in our riverbed. So I don't think the state's going to give $14 million. They might give $1 million.
Well, the other thing, Linda, is the 75 in the riverbed, a lot of those people, they don't want to go into that place. So how do they come up with that number? They think they're going to go down there and say, hey, guys, come on, we got this place for you, and they're all going to come?
Yes, that's exactly how it's written. That is and I'm like, wow, that is a dream. Because if that were true, you know, why not just open a safe parking site or something like that and put them all over? So that was another thing they could have done. There's so many more things they could have asked for. But the thing that bothers me the most about this is they did not tell anybody. It was 100% a backroom deal. When I walked up and down the street yesterday, nobody knew. Nobody. When I talked to people, nobody knows. They should have went through the planning commission and at least given us a public hearing. And that's one of the things I said in the opposition. There are children here. I'm telling you, even if they're sober families, you're still going to have a drug dealer. You're still going to have drugs on the floor. You're still going to have needles because what? According to Housing First Law, they get harm reduction. So she can't say, oh, you can't do drugs here, when the law specifically states they can.
Well, okay, so I just thought when the owner of that current property, you know, it's taken forever to get this thing going and even to finish. I'd like to know what the permitting process was to, you know, is this going to be something specific? Because don't you have to have present the plans? Hey, I'm building a three-story apartment complex, et cetera, or whatever, but now it's going to get changed. So doesn't that change because it's not completed, the process?
Yes, and that's my contention. You guys didn't tell people. You didn't go to the Planning Commission. So if Tobin James wanted to build that, he would still be subjected to the regular process. Is it zoned correctly? You know, is there enough room and all, you know, what's around? And that's been the reason why I've sounded the alarm, because like I said at council, listen, I live here. Your radio station is right here. I live here with all the farm workers, the cockroaches, and the seniors. And you're going to sit there and put up to 75 people, not housed, but, you know, served, right in the middle. Why are you expanding the youth center? From 24th to 101, you guys have made it seniors and kids, Uptown Park, youth center, and you're going to throw a homeless hotel, shelter, in the middle of that? These are our most vulnerable people. I see every day in L.A., in Sacramento, San Francisco, how many seniors get pummeled and beat up by homeless people? And they don't have to be on drugs. They can have just schizophrenia, mm-hmm. you know, and yep. think you're a clone and go in. And I have seen some pictures of some very injured seniors over the years. And that's why I'm doing it, mm-hmm. you know, everybody, you know, because it's too close. You're going to have kids walking all the way down from school, right? Coming out of school, coming our way to 101 every day, all day long. And then you're going to have seniors right next to this property, too. There's two senior facilities here.
Well, but, you know, remember, too, is that many of the businesses over there by Motel 6 have complained to the city about these people roaming and being a nuisance to their customers and so forth. And now you have this one guy who's got his little restaurant there, who's, you know, breaking his back to try and be successful. I can't imagine he's too happy about that.
No, I'll be seeing him today. And not only that, I also found the information of the person who's opening the nice bougie strip mall right there next to Rite Aid, and I sent him an email. And I'm going to keep doing that. I'm going to let every neighbor know, because I can't fight this alone. I quash the grant. That's for sure, mm-hmm. because as long as Haslow has a complaint, they will not dispense tax dollars or state dollars.
Okay.
But that's what I'm doing today, and that's why I wanted to call in, is just to alert the neighbors that you're going to see me with my little campaign cowboy hat and my clipboard, and I'm going to be letting you know, and I'm telling people, just like I told the pastor of the church, if you have any concerns, you know the email, council@prcity.com.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping eventually I can get more people involved.
All right, Linda. Thanks so much for the work, and keep us updated.
No worries. Take care, Kevin.
You too. All right. Hi. Good morning. Can you turn down the radio, please?
Done. Morning, Kevin. Chris Bausch.
Morning.
Couple of clarifications. This is not a homeless shelter that Linda is talking about. Haslow will build proposed 8 to 11 unit section. They'll take over and finish construction on the building that's already been started and approved. It will be an extension of the Home Key program that operates down on Black Oak. So when people are finished going through ECHO's 90-day program, oftentimes they'll move into the Home Key, which is the other half of the former Motel 6, and then those residents move out into mainstream society.
Okay.
Problem is, there is not enough housing for anybody, let alone people that are transitioning from homelessness, from the riverbed or the car or wherever they came from.
Chris, what kind of job? Well, two things. What kind of jobs are these people transforming to?
Well, some of them go into retail. I know I see some of them like at Smart and Final. They go into manufacturing. What kind of jobs do we have here, Kevin?
Well, that's kind of my point when you're saying they're transitioning into, well, aren't they still going to be on the taxpayers? And speaking of that, is the city buying this property for $3.5 million?
No, the city is not.
Okay. So, but the taxpayers are.
Yes, the taxpayers are, through a grant from the state of California.
Okay. All right. What about the location right across from a middle school?
So this is an apartment complex that's already been approved. It's not directly transferring homeless from the riverbed to this property. They've gone through a process of getting cleaned up through ECHO, the 90-day program. Like I said earlier, they go through the HomeKey program. So these are residents that have been in HomeKey for a year, sometimes 2 years, at the other half of the former Motel 6. So that place now needs to move those residents to the next stage of reentry into society. That's what this place will do.
Wasn't the Motel 6 supposed to do that? And if that was the case, then why are we having to build more?
Can't tell you if Motel 6 was... My understanding of Motel 6 was an overnight shelter, an emergency overnight.
Mm-hmm.
There was some treatment that was supposed to go on as well. The treatment program proved to be very successful. It was expanded, and the overnight was curtailed, which I think was a mistake. I think we need more overnight shelter. But Haslow will be building the 8 to 11 complex. They'll finish that building. It's already started. It's been sitting there vacant for about a year now. The builder can't complete it, so Haslow will buy it from that builder and complete it. And then there's a room to build a 17 to 20, maybe 20-plus unit apartment complex behind that. So this will be a regular apartment complex, not a homeless shelter.
Got it? Well, I'll see it when I believe it, because...
Okay, fair enough.
What I find interesting is that we have all these programs in the county, including Paso Robles, but it doesn't seem to be having much good if we're needing to build all these units for people who...
Well, it's going to be gradual. So I've done the point-in-time count a couple of times now, going down into the riverbed every couple of years.
That's great.
And, yeah, well, hold on. Don't get so... snarky, we have a reduction in homelessness in the riverbed from the last 2 years. We also have the homeless service manager, Ashley Hernandez, credit. That place is cleaned up in the 2 years. When I went down this January, it was starkly different.
Well, Chris,
different than it was 2 years ago. Progress is gradual, is my point.
We're almost out of time here, but I get snarky, Chris, and you probably understand this. I've seen so much money and so much babble come from the county, the states, and the cities on this particular issue, and it's become, I think many people would agree, a cottage industry for many who seem to be...
I agree with that statement completely. I absolutely agree with it. It's too much money, not enough results. Moving people out of it. The question you're not asking, Kevin, is how do we keep people that come out of the riverbed, go into this new program, or make room in the new program? How do we keep them from new people taking their place? That's the question we're not asking.
Well, I'd like to know what makes you think, or people think, that the ones who are in the riverbed who have, they don't like to be told what they're going to do are going to do it. Chris, the music just started. We got to go.
Thanks, Kevin. Bye.
Bye.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The County of San Luis Obispo's cannabis business tax rate has been increased automatically to 8%. The increase started July 1st and was done automatically because the rate was not modified before the start of the fiscal year. The first Trader Joe's in Paso Robles will open this Thursday, July 23rd, with a grand celebration. The store is located at 2457 Golden Hill Road and the Golden Hills Plaza, just off the 46. The store will donate 100% of unsold products that remain fit for consumption to nonprofit, community-based organizations. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 75 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have on Mr. Gene Miller talking about the World War II Bearcats and the memorial over there at the stadium. fill you in on that and a little background to honor these Bearcats and more. Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour. Enjoy your day. Make sure everybody's hydrated, the animals too. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.